The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Sports Bunch, guys. This is going to be a cool episode. We'll be talking about pretenders versus contenders in sports. You know, if they really got that dog in them or if they don't.
The real from the fake.
Exactly. Separating the diamonds from the rough.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So I'm on fire right now.
Separating the gold from the fool.
No.
Mine's made more sense.
No.
Fair.
Okay. Ethan will start us off.
Because fool's gold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. My bad. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. So Ethan will start us off today.
Yes. And you know, I'll go with one that hurts my heart to say. That really hurts my heart to say. Your Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, wow. Talk about it. Very injured.
I think, might be pretenders, even though they suck and everyone hates on them. But it feels like we're always a contender. But no, I think we're pretenders this season. I don't know. There's not much to have faith in. Bottom six is dead. Nowhere to be seen. They do nothing. Poppy, a.k.a. Austin Matthews, is out half the season. Tavares is doing all he can. I've never seen such good hockey from a player in my lifetime. Shout out Johnny T. Domi is doing nothing. He skates down and passes it, even though he's the most predictable player in the world. Well, Nylander's doing his thing. I can't hate. He's got his bag. He does what he does, but a bit sloppy at times. And always fine with the coach. Might be a sneaky locker room cancer. Who knows? Because I saw news today.
Yeah.
That in the documentary they had back in like 2021. There was footage of Nylander arguing with head coach Sheldon Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
But Nylander's agent said, we need to pull that off the documentary. It makes him look bad. So maybe Nylander got some character issues.
I feel like he was always a little bit more of a... He gives off the cancer vibes, you know?
Cancer vibes.
Yeah, I mean, like, just a little bit. Like, he's a little cancer-y. Like,
ego too big.
Yeah, exactly.
His lawyer didn't know it.
You know, yeah, exactly. I feel like Marner was a little better in that sense. You know, that you know, in the moment he'd fire it up for the cameras, but during the playoffs,
that was for the cameras.
That was for the cameras. Like, guys, we need to do better. But then you know, it's really him that needs to do better.
Exactly. That was propaganda.
It was propaganda, but it looked cool. That's all that matters.
I think Marner's a fake man.
Wow.
A fake man, but. And goaltending, you know, Stolarz fell off after we just re-signed. The worst thing in sports is a contract extension. You want your athlete hungry. You want them wanting more. As soon as they lock up that deal, that fight is gone.
Wasn't he second in the
yes,
NHL
bro.
Defensive?
Yes. He was everything last season.
He was very, very good. But Wool is not that bad.
Yeah, Wool played amazingly.
Yeah,
in last games he's played.
Yeah, he's been pretty solid.
He's been solid.
Maybe they're just pretenders because they're not putting it all together this season.
Yeah.
To be fair, they don't really put it together a lot of the time. Like, yeah. I mean, for the regular season, yeah, and then they get up on a lead in the playoffs and they just blow it, you know.
That's true. And if we do lose and suck, there's no future to look forward to because we have no prospects. Nobody to call up. No young prospect to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's all bleak. Everything's bleak. We need
everything's sad in Toronto land.
And we don't have draft picks either. We have nothing. it's Matthews or bust, literally.
Yeah.
But that's my pretender. Do you have a contender, pretender?
I have a...
Or chicken tender?
I have some chicken tenders. We're going to be talking about... We're swapping over from the NHL to the NFL.
Uh-huh.
We're talking a little bit about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're currently, if I'm not mistaken, 7-4?
Wow.
Wow, they've been doing pretty well for themselves. Jackson.
Yeah, I remember I watched the game against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I was impressed with what I saw. Yeah.
They're second in the AFC South. They are standing. Let's check.
7-4.
I was right. Yeah. Two of the last, they're on a two game winning streak. 4-2 away, 3-2. But when you think about playoffs, I don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars really got it in them. And then here are their ratings. For the offensive, okay, so points per game, 24.3, that's 12th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yards per game, 300, that's 16th.
Wow.
Points per play is ranked 17th, that at 0.37. Huh. Yards per play, 5.1. Third down conversion, 33. That's 23rd in the NFL. This team is like, their quarterback would go just disappear for like quarters on half.
Yeah.
Yeah. This team is really, like, I don't see them winning against a single playoff team right now.
So they're a pretender.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Right now, if you go just playoffs, go. They're supposed to play against the Colts. Their first game, if the season ended today, would be against the Colts, and I don't think they are going to win against the Colts. So if they win against the Colts, it would be another higher seed with either the Chargers or the maybe even the Patriots or the Bills. I don't think them winning against any of these teams are ever realistic.
Ooh, they do win the tiebreaker over Buffalo.
They do, right?
Yes.
Wow. Scary.
And they beat some good teams. I mean, just Kansas. So
let's talk about realistically, though. Realistically, though, yeah. I don't think they are anything more than a first-round exit. Like, let's look at the points per game. 22, which is just super high. 15th. So, they're middle of the pack on offense and middle of the pack on defense. There's nothing really special about this team. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, Lawrence could put it together for plays. Like, he looks good sometimes, but then other times it's just like, where is he? It's kind of, I don't know. I don't think there's anything more than a 7-4 pretender in the Jags. Like, yeah, here, like, they would go up against, on the road, against Indy, which was just like, there's not a single thing they do better than Indy. Indy has better defense, they have better offense. There's the clear-cut wild-card exit, you know?
Yes. When in the world did New England be first, bro? My God.
New England has a cupcake schedule. They have a cupcake schedule. So, I'm not taking away from their team. They're not
pretenders.
No, they are contenders. Oh, they are contenders.
Drake May, rookie?
Drake May, he might be MVP.
MVP?
Him or Stafford, which are both of the best teams in the NFL right now. Wow. So, yeah.
So, would you rather Jacksonville face Denver or Indianapolis? Ooh. Which would be the better matchup for them?
That's interesting. I think the better matchup is probably one of the 5 or 4 seeds, which is just to be fair. But, let's see. Indiana or Denver?
Both away.
I feel like Denver are more pretenders than Indiana because Denver really can never put it together for a whole game. Like, their defense is really good. But until that fourth quarter, they are just really, really suck. It's rough. It's rough football to watch. And I see them possibly being they're playing against the Bills. I think they're going to lose against the Bills in the first round if everything stays the same. I feel like they're, let's turn to that. I feel like they're pretenders. I don't think they're going to win against the Bills. Wow. And it's going to be Bills on the road with how it is right now.
Hopefully a snowy game in altitude. Might get to
in those. Denver? Wow. Yeah. I forgot it snows there, huh?
Yes.
Is South that Park. Do they have a dome?
No dome. Straight sun.
Oh, wow.
Straight sun. Isn't it crazy how Buffalo built another stadium? Billions of dollars. And no dome.
I feel like that's their gimmick.
I know. That's an expensive gimmick.
I feel like one of the main things why you want a dome is because the NFL really doesn't host Super Bowls there unless you have domes because it's so far in the winter.
That's true. I can't imagine a Buffalo City.
Super Bowl, right? Super like, yeah, that like, who would go? I mean, obviously, people would go. It's a Super Bowl. But
it might be the cheapest.
It could be.
Maybe $300 gets you in. It's crazy how expensive that is.
Super Bowl is so expensive.
$30,000, $20,000.
I mean, I want to watch it one time in my life. In person.
Well, you better save a year's salary. Insane.
Don't worry, bro. You will feed it for me, bro. We'll watch it together.
Together. I'll be on my couch. But shout out Miami Marlin, man. I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
Oh, wow. He's rich. He's filthy rich.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's my... I guess that's... That's mine. I have my pretender as the Jacksonville Jaguars. I really do not think they're going to win against the Indies. Mm-hmm. Or, like, it could be Indy... Denver, I don't think they win against either of those teams, right?
Yeah.
Or even Pittsburgh, I think they might win. They could win against Pittsburgh, feel like, because they're not that great either.
They're dysfunctional.
Yeah, exactly. Same with Chargers. Like, Chargers are really dysfunctional. They're very top-heavy. There's not, and they're plagued with injuries. Like, there's not really anything in the AFC that really gives me confidence. But then you look at the NFC, that looks really good. Like, you got Philly with that pretty solid offense with that great defense against San Francisco, which is going to be a great game if that holds. Yeah. Green Bay versus Chicago, which is, like, that's a pretty solid game, too. Chicago's doing pretty good for themselves. Green Bay, obviously, that Micah, they have love. That defense is pretty solid. Yeah. People thought they'd be way, way better than they actually are. And then look at that. The 5-4 game is Seattle and Tampa Bay, which is probably the best game on there.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's the game I'm most interested to see, if Seattle versus Tampa Bay.
Yeah. I hope Darnold doesn't crap the bed again.
Don't say that. He has Jackson Smith and Najiba, the GOAT. Najiba.
This guy puts as much faith in Najiba than, I don't know, but I know he's going to put more faith into somebody Than you, Najiba.
Najiba, bro. He's a GOAT.
Has he ever let you down in life?
No. Wow. He hasn't. Him and Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he has a track record then. He has the track
Christian
record.
McCaffrey's never let me down either.
CMC.
CMC. All right, let's move on to the next one.
I saw this thing about how...
Oh.
Sorry.
No, go on. Let's go.
How CMC met his wife. And guess how?
Oh, tell me.
A blind date.
Oh, wow.
Can lucky you imagine
girl.
That?
Lucky girl. She gets the greatest white man ever.
Yeah, that is insane luck. Insane, like, meant to be. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. I think it was in college or... Yeah,
wow.
College. Just crazy.
Morgan Kelly just scored a goal.
Morgan Kelly. Who the hell is Morgan Kelly?
He's on the Leafs.
Oh, Morgan Riley.
Yeah, is it Morgan Riley?
He said Kelly.
He sounds like a Kelly. He seems like a Kelly. I mean, like, Kelly. Look at my fantasy team, man. Look at this. Yeah. This Christmas McCaffrey is Mr. Consistent. Every single day he shows out. He's just the greatest white man ever. Only 29 years old. Only 29.
His life's over, bro. It's over. It's over.
If my life is over, I'm the greatest running back ever. Sure.
So live fast, die. Wait, live hard, die fast. Or whatever.
I get that's insensitive.
How's that? That's a
CTE,
popular
bro.
Saying,
CTE, bro.
Oh,
CTE, bro.
You know, I saw something. Every this is so sad, but every hockey brain they studied had CTE. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Everyone?
Yeah, like they've done studies on NHL players' brains, and I don't think they found one that didn't have CTE in their later life.
White How about goalies?
I don't know.
I feel like that's fit better.
I think a player gets more trauma than the goalie.
No.
Yeah, because, okay, think about hockey is that you hit your head a lot.
Well, yeah, wait, no. like, I think the players get more trauma.
Yeah.
That's why I think the goalie gets it, like, shouldn't really get
it.
Oh. I think that makes sense, right?
They're saying the opposite.
No.
Because look at Stolarz in the playoffs. He got a pretty nasty concussion.
That's because he's a sissy.
It's brutal.
He's a weak boy.
So, and the thing about NHL is that they shove this like concussion stuff under the rug. Like he'll never any like the GMs never answer these questions. The president never answers these. Nobody answers these questions
about concussions.
Yeah, like they don't ever address it. Nothing. It's kind of crazy. Poor Sidney Crosby because he had like 5 concussions or something.
Oh wow, he is CTE.
I don't want to know what his later life will look like. That'll be terrifying. But. Yeah. Let's talk about pretender last time, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about a real contender.
A contender.
And is it Chicago?
Hell no. That was funny. I needed that.
Come on, the Blackhawks are another.
No, bro. They're too young, inexperienced.
That's what you said about OKC.
Yes, bro. But yeah. Shea is Black Jesus, so I was wrong.
All right, let's move on. So what's your one?
I would say Colorado.
Oh,
is
wow.
Contenders. You know, they've had some playoff disappointments these past couple years. Mm-hmm. I think they won it back in 2022. And the NHL playoff format is so unforgiving. Like, Colorado should be in a team that goes on some deep runs. But they face, like, some juggernauts in the early rounds. And they can't proceed. But I think Colorado is what it takes to make it to that conference final. And because I don't think ever since their playoff run, they ever made it outside of the semis.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of crazy. But... they just look too perfect, man. It's like a team where I'm like, when do these guys lose? Like, how will they lose the next game? As I speak, they're losing right now. But still, they just do everything perfect. Their decor is young and vibrant. Their forwards are attacking and pressing. McKinnon takes over games like I've never seen before. You give him that puck, and he gets it done. Every rush looks threatening.
I really like McKinnon, man. He's good. Oh, you know, speaking about NFL, not NFL, NHL.
NHL.
You hear about the spy sent to destroy...
No.
Team USA?
Team USA, Tate McRae.
Yeah, Tate McRae.
Shout out Tate.
Shout out Tate. They sent her to what's the guy's name?
Jack Hughes.
To mind control.
Oh, that you done to break his hand.
No, wait, no. That's physical. No, she's just going to figure out everything she needs to know about that USA roster so we can beat them in Italy.
Yes,
yeah.
I do like that. She's good.
Where's the seat? Where's Hockey Canada located? Calgary. Where's she from?
Calgary.
I like that. You know, I saw that on TikTok. I'm like, damn, these are some thinkers. You know, I didn't know there's these free thinkers on TikTok. You know,
you never know.
Yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
Scary.
Huh? I know, right?
You know, Russians would probably do something like that. Like, we're seriously taught. I got Russian shoes on.
Yeah, that's not even...
I would believe. Because, like, I remember hearing this story. Not hockey, not sports related, but there was this guy, an American man, had a house, a family, a job, And then, like, 20 years later, it was like supposed to bring a Russian spy and start a whole new life to get intel. He don't know if I could be a spy.
No, you're too lame. Too lame to be a spy.
That's my cover.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, he's a free thinker, too, guys.
Yeah, so what was I saying about Colorado?
McKinnon's really good, though.
Yeah, shout out Nate Dogg. Their coaching is good. Mm. It's just perfect. And their goaltending has stepped up out of nowhere. Wedgwood. I remember watching Wedgwood in the AHL playoffs back in, like, 2016, 2017.
Wow.
He was a no-name goalie, bro. No-name goalie. He lost that game. I remember we were
trying to... Against the Marlins?
Marlies, yeah. Wow. And we were chanting, Wedgwood. And now he's the starting goaltender for an NHL Stanley Cup contender. Wow.
Hey. Let's clap it up for
him. Yeah. See, bro, you never know what life has in store.
Exactly.
And that wasn't Colorado's minor league team, too.
Oh, wow.
It was Carolina's.
No. Oh, he was traded.
Yeah, he's been traded a couple of times.
Ooh, bouncer. Yeah.
Crazy. So shout out Colorado.
Shout out. Let's talk about the Raptors.
Toronto!
As real contenders.
Okay? Whoa, contenders.
So here's what happened. We had to sacrifice the Leafs to make sure the other two good teams are actually better.
Wait, can I say something real quickly? I think what Toronto's issue is that they're not a vibes team. You know, the Jays are a vibes team. The Raptors are a vibes team.
Exactly.
The Leafs never really had vibes like that.
I agree. Yeah, no, this is what really matters. Exactly. It's all about the vibe to player ratio. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at that team, it's like, they all sad. They go out there like, oh, man, you got to play hockey today.
It's a job.
It's exactly. It's like excitement. They clock in, they clock out. There's no parades with the boys. There's no laughing and smiling, you know? Maybe that's just hockey culture.
Maybe there was one team that was had vibes, Carolina, a couple years ago.
Wow,
but then, it is hockey culture. I do agree. It is very much hockey culture.
Yeah, hockey culture is very, very boring.
Yeah, stale.
Very sad, boring. You look at the Raptors. Right now, every single one of those guys, they all have so much personality. They all care for each other. And heck, what are we on, like a 7-game winning streak?
Yeah, right, 7 games.
7-game winning streak. Yes.
And we're 19-5 or something.
Wow, no, not 19-5. I think it's like 13-2. Or no, 13-5. Let's just pull it up. We're only a half game, 1.5 game 14 back. 14-5. Wow. We are 9 games. Wow. Out of our last 10, we've only lost one. Yeah. This is just insane. We're 13-2 in our conference, 7-2 away. 7-3 away, 7-2 at home. Yeah. This team is just legit from the top to bottom.
They are.
People had mesh issues with BI. I always believed in BI.
Shut up, the Brandon Raptors. Ingram.
And then, look, you even see his girlfriend, Gorilla.
I've met girls who want to go to Raptors games just to try and meet Gorilla.
Wow.
Like, she's encouraging the ladies to pop out and
pop out, ladies. Team, pop out and support the Raptors. Yeah,
for when WNBA comes here, I think next year, 2 years
from now. Wow, tempo. Juju Watkins, bro. We need her.
Yes. The draft lottery happened. And I don't think Toronto... I don't know. When is Toronto getting this team?
I don't know. I think it's this year or next year. New York got it first. Wait, is she gonna be in this?
Dallas.
Wow, they're trying to make a super team down there in Dallas, bro. The
Luka sacrifice.
The Luka sacrifice.
Yes, but yeah, I think it's 2026 they join.
Is that when she's coming?
Toronto. Yes, Toronto 2026.
Oh, we have the sixth pick.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, and the lottery's only the top 5. That's so lame.
Wow.
Dude, we should be able to get a lottery pick. That's not cool.
That has to change.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Lottery only top 5. What's the percentages?
42%.
60%. The highest percent is only 42. That's pretty high, though.
Yeah. I think NBA was around that. NBA
I think it's 30. 33?
I think, yeah, the bottom 13 gets split.
33. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fair.
And fun fact, the last team has not won in like 5 or 6 years.
Wow. You don't want to have it. That's what it is. Yeah. But yeah, the Raptors are just like real contenders. I mean, like you look at their, that whole roster, that top three, they're all doing really good in amount and quickly doing better than I expected, right? Yes. People wanted to trade the guy.
I wanted to trade him.
I wanted him off the team. But now he's proving me wrong.
Yes. And hey, what about some Jakob love, bro?
I feel like he's the only one on that team that didn't have expectations to do really better. Because like, everyone else on that team had something to prove. Jakob Pertl, exactly. You know what Jakob Pertl's going to give you, you know?
Can I say, look underrated, like, you never hear anybody in the world talk about this guy. But I think he's Mr. Consistent. Right? Oh, he's from Austria. Shout out Austria.
Shout out Austria, man. Vienna.
Vienna, but he does his job, man. 26 minutes a game, 28-32. Mm-hmm. Shout out Jakob.
This is a real solid team. I mean, there's not something fake about this. I know people are gonna hate on that because of they're gonna say that this team is not legit because of their slow start to the season. But hey, they're watching Blue Jays. They were watching the Blue Jays. They weren't practicing. Exactly. It's not their fault. You know, heck, I wouldn't practice.
Darko need to watch his mouth.
Yeah, he should have never said that.
That's funny.
But
it's transparent, though.
Yeah, it is, and that's why we love this damn team, exactly. And that's why this team is doing so good. Cause you see those TikTok clips or those Instagram reels about Darko coming in, just sort of quiet and goes like, "Yeah!"
Punching everybody.
The team. Like, I mean, this is a team that's gonna go far.
Exactly.
I feel like, I mean, and let's see the next the schedule for the next little bit, okay?
Yes.
Who they gotta deal with next?
Keep going. Oh, that's right.
That's right here. Here it is. We'll pull it up. So they beat some fake teams mixed with some good teams like Cavaliers. Like we beat the Cavaliers, the 76ers, even though they're a little bit injured. The Bucks. Those are some real teams that we beat, okay? And then now we're going to look at some decent teams coming here, like minus the Hornets that we have next. Then we have the Knicks, and then we have the Trailblazers. Then the Lakers, which is going to be a very good one. Then it's like we do have like a pretty easy schedule. Like I don't think a single one of these teams, like Celtics aren't that good anymore.
I mean, Celtics, they still compete. They still compete.
They're a mid team though. Pretty mid. Especially with no JT.
Pistons, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's see.
No, that team with JT would have been lethal. Right?
Yeah, they would have. and that's what you just never know, man.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason, bro.
AJ DeBonta owns that song, though. He's becoming a Celtic.
Shout out Celtics.
But yeah, I know.
Bucks.
This next amount of teams, the Warriors Nuggets. Yeah, it gets harder around like mid December. But
I swear we always get these teams in December.
Yeah,
sorry.
We do. When's OKC? Oh wow, late.
Keep going.
Wow, we don't play OKC this year.
We have to.
I don't think we play OKC this year.
Oklahoma City. Oh.
I don't think that's how they're spelled. Thunder. Just put Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Smart boy. Ah, play him away.
No. Oh yeah. No. Okay. That makes
only
sense.
One game.
Or maybe they already. Oh. No.
Oh, okay, You play February 24th in Toronto. I want to watch that game.
Chilly one.
It's going to be a cold one. let's hope Shea signs, though.
Shea Gilgeous. Mr. Nice Guy.
Mr. Go. He's the greatest Toronto player ever.
Toronto athlete?
Athlete. I mean, I don't want to say that. I think he's the greatest.
Born in Toronto?
I don't know. How many people are born in Toronto?
In NBA?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, he is.
Like an NBA, 100%.
But you're saying
I think he's the greatest Canadian-born athlete.
Whoa!
In Toronto.
Summer McIntosh.
In the NBA.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Summer McIntosh?
she's our Michael Felton. You know, we should have said her in our dominant podcast, bro.
Oh, you're
she
right.
She is dominant.
She's dominant, man.
Crazy.
Shout out Summer.
Oh, she's from Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Three time.
She's only done that one Olympics, though. Hopefully she makes the next one.
She
know.
Will, bro.
I don't she's know if she's qualified already,
bro,
man.
She's killing it, bro.
She's killing it.
She is. We have 2 minutes.
Oh, she look. She minute. Has a Temple jersey on, bro. Look.
Yeah, bro.
Look at that.
She's big on Instagram, man. Check her out. We almost got this amount of likes on a video, by the way.
Huh?
We almost got this amount of likes on a video.
Bro, but Tempo doesn't got no play, bro. Let's be honest.
Because they get cold like Minnesota. But any last second contenders in 10 speedrun 10 seconds?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Montreal are pretenders. Detroit are pretenders. And yeah.
Detroit Red Wings. Yeah. What are they, 13-9?
Yeah. But their goalies are horrible. That's so fraudulent, bro. They can't do it. All right. Any parting words?
Stay goated, everyone. That's about it.
I love getting close to this mic.
Yeah, it's you're.
We should do an ASMR pod next.
Yeah.
Leave a like if you want.
Hey guys, ASMR. Thank you guys for enjoying it.